Morning Show with Brock and Hunter is back. Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning.
Calm down, Nelly. We had fun last night. I'm feeling it this morning.
Yeah, this is a song to play at the club, not the next day when you feel like death warmed over. That's what it
right.
is. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Light it up and take a puff.
Oh, God. Yeah. The only thing I'm going to do is line it up and take a nap is what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do. Right. Well, it's 8:15. We're going to keep her going here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's happening?
Well, the old saying goes, what goes around comes around, and that took place recently with a car thief. So, 21-year-old guy in Maryland named Samari Reed. Well, he was driving around with a friend in a stolen SUV last week, you know, just out for a nice Sunday drive.
They
decided to do a good deed for a change. They spotted a random guy on the side of the road changing a flat. So they pulled over and offered to help. But then while they were helping him, the guy jumped into the SUV that they stole and tried to steal their already stolen car.
Ah!
He threw it in reverse, tried to drive off, but he slammed into the curb and got stuck. The flat tire guy is 19-year-old Tykel Williams anyway.
The circle of thieves, man.
Yeah.
Who can out-thieve the other thief?
It got a little bit hairier when he ended up pulling a gun on the guys, but he threw it in the woods before the cops got there. It turned out the car he had been driving was also stolen. Both men had active warrants out. Now they're each facing fresh charges as well.
Where was this taking place?
This was in Maryland.
Stay away from that spot in Maryland. Feels like there's a lot of thieves hanging around in that town.
I guess I'm just wondering the mindset on the first two guys, all right? On the 21-year-old and his buddy who stole the SUV. And then, like, what struck them? Like, hey, look, we kind of did something bad stealing this SUV, but maybe they won't be as harsh on us if we help this, you know?
Good karma or something, you know? And here's another thing, too. I mean, I guess thieves aren't the smartest of the bunch, huh?
No, but that's why they're always in our WTF of the day.
You know, if you steal a car, do you just drive it around until you get pulled over? No, you better hide that thing, you know?
Well, see, what I always do, at least in Grand Theft Auto, is I go to the shop and I get it painted. Then you don't get arrested. That's what you got to do. Haven't these guys ever played Grand Theft Auto, all right?
I look around for a hooker, and I go steal more cars.
That's right.
And
give my
beat
hooker.
People up for their money.
Yeah, that's right. Just randomly. But you got to have a shop that you can go to get it painted, all right? That's how you get away with it. These guys need to play more Grand Theft Auto in order to do this. This is such a weird story. Like, it's baffling to me that these thieves are like, let's do a good deed, huh? You know, we did some thieving today, but now it's time to do good deed. There's a guy that needs our help. Let's help him out, huh? Let's help him out. And
keep
wonder,
him all in one spot. Let him thieve it out, you know?
I wonder if this 19-year-old kind of had a plan, maybe thinking someone would stop, and then he could steal their... Maybe it was a full setup. The old rope-a-dope.
Yeah. Yeah, the old rope-a-dope. That's a good point.
Either way, thank God for dumb thieves and crooks and everything, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to do two WTFs in a day. We wouldn't be able to do it. All right, that is your 8 a.m. WTF.
Could do three if we wanted to.
Honestly, we could do a full show. We could do it every single day and it'd be fine, because there's so many dumb criminals out there. Naked guys and car thieves and God knows what else. All right, we'll be back.